Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm sorry for that dismissal. Just a second, another second.
Hey, doctor. Good evening. I can't talk to you now. I can call you after my show. Yes, I'm doing a show right now. Blog Talk Radio show. I do it just almost every day. I go in the morning and come back like about 1-2 o'clock. The topic of my show today.
I do different shows. I do different shows every day. The topic of today's show is Amendment 14 Civil Rights. Is Section 2 Elohim, God, Civilization, Indigenous People? Yesterday? I don't remember the topic of that. I would have to search to find it. Well, that can happen. I mean, you're getting older, so you may learn. Listen to me. You may learn that you might not go home with sound hearing, you know. Then why are you trying to like throw that on me to throw me off? Why are you doing that? I'm asking you why you want to throw me off with that thing the way you just tell me. What are you trying to do? You're not answering to what I said to give account for why you do that. Why didn't you tell me about Paul before you tell me about my, you know, thing? I'm not dead yet. I'm not dead yet, you know. I mean, yeah, I mean, oh, yeah. Okay. All right. No. All right, listen, I'm speaking to you on the radio, right? So we know that, I mean, folks are here and you're... That you want me to call you not later, tomorrow? Okay, sir. All right, you take care there. Okay, all right, right. Oh, boy. Well, I thank you for tuning in and for being patient with me. And I am very glad for you listeners who find an interest in what I'm saying. Because I have an interest in what I'm saying in such a way that I'm able to say in all good conscience, it is because I believe and I am in love with what I am saying. Yeah, I'm not joking. So, you know, if you find some faults with my delivery and stuff like that, in all sincerity, I am not trying to be a conventional type of show. I am being a person who live by a conscience. I'm not showing you a bright side and then I have a dark side over there. I don't do that. What you hear, what your impression is, so long as it is right, that's what I am. It's truly what I am. And so I thank you for listening, because it is a special thing for me to be talking the kind of stuff I am communicating. Because there, many years gone by, I didn't know anything about history. But I am able to say the good Lord did not allow me to pass away from this land of the living before I learn things that people alive should know, right? And that's what I'm talking about. So it's about if I can get across something to somebody who is now in the kind of psychological position I grew up in until I am old man. So I delight in talking and finding people who have the interest in it. All right. So I want them to know, because I think it's good. So I'm not trying to get anything from them. I'm not trying to befriend anybody. I am just interested in dispensing what I know Right? And if you say, oh, what make you know? I read the history and world history. And, you know, world history don't exempt anybody. It is for whosoever think that it is pertinent and relevant to them and it means something to them. All right, so that's the information I am talking. And you can rest assured that this is not like preaching the Bible and the gospel and trying to save your soul. Because whether or not you know, there is no salvation in Christianity. Christianity is just a church institution with many diverse headline of their different denomination. And when you think that it is something sacred, it is as sacred as the Pope apologized for sins of the Catholics, right? And what the Pope confessed about the document list falls, the Pope will address, including wars of religion, not church, but wars of religion. There's a reason why they wrote religion, because it's not talking about church. Because when the Pope was killing the African people and brought in slavery and all that, it was not about church. They were not a church people at that time. They were pretending to be Christians, and yes, and before they pretend to be Christian, they were nothing beside people who claim to worship some of the Elohim gods. Oh yeah. So they were working their tricks all along. It was not them being homosexual back them time. Nobody didn't know them as homosexual. I haven't read that. But it is that they tried to get control of the African people. And they because they are coming from abusing our Neanderthals to start looking like human, because they are apes. They're primates. They're monkeys. Okay? And if you don't want to take it serious, you don't take it serious, okay? And you can think that church is all right. I know it's not all right, because I've read enough to find out. So I'm telling you, once you are thinking that Christianity in any form means something, let's hope that you learn enough to know that African people did not start Christianity. And it is a fact. And unquestionable, because the African people are referred to as hybrid people by blood. We are hybrid. Two different blood make up the African ethnic people, who are human hybrid, who became civilized human beings for the first time on planet Earth. And the Bible does not tell you anything about the truth about Adam and Eve, the lie. And when they talk about talking serpent, it's not about what we think talking serpent is. It's something different. These people who are saying these things, they are homosexual. And if you don't think so, they fool you, because they have all kinds of different groups. And you check them out when they come out with the slavery and the different groups of white people who were buying slaves and used slaves. And they have different type of names spread out all around, like about maybe some five, six or so different groups of them who are the same Europeans calling themselves by a different name. And they have been doing it not just at that juncture of their operation, but there are certain different type of operations that the white people, Europe, and civilized Europe carry on, that they have different names. So when you read in the Bible about you read, which is the name I'm trying to tell you about now? Yes. When you read about the Israelites, and you read about David and Goliath and the Philistines and all that, you really don't get the truth about what they are writing in the Bible. Like, the Goliath is white people, is European. But when you hear about Goliath, do you think right away that they are European? That crossbreed with and get the blood of the African people and start to talk and they, you know, this is a very, very big story that it's hard for a lot of people to digest. Because when I tell you that white people did not originate with white people's species, we originate with two species, and that is the wild sapien, which developed in Africa on the ground on planet Earth, right? Wise sapien and the Elohim God, when they wanted an intelligent being to be intelligent and can use tools to work with, they put together a formula of their blood with this other species that was developing on Earth. And those two blood and go through a special process to create mankind. We weren't here just like the Bible talking about God make Adam and Eve and they just start bearing children and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And see, the Bible said, God said he made them male and female. Male and female created them. It wasn't about homosexuality. But the same people now that is talking like they are good people and all this kind of stuff, that's the Bible that you're reading that they are into. And if you are reading good and stop believing stuff that you don't understand, go and read and find out what the Bible itself is saying. If you read the Bible with good sense, good reading ability, you will find out that nothing about God is true in the Bible. It's a made-up trash that they write. It was long before our time. And our ancestors that have been enduring what these white people have been using to destroy us, you will find out that the Bible is not telling you the truth. A lot of the stories that we are reading and believing, well, we get up in Sunday school and all them kind of things, right? And them story that sound kind of nice, well, them sound kind of nice to us because we didn't know anything else. You see, we didn't have anything else that challenged that church Bible teaching. So it's the reason why today African people as a whole, our brain is not working like it's supposed to work. And over these 100,000 years, we are living this way, not knowing what happened to our ancestors and the kind of condition we were born in. You see what I mean? Whereas they use their monkey blood and give us all these different diseases. When we come from Africa into the Western world, they bring all of their disease and plaster us with it. It's the reason why we now can't even our most educated people in university cannot run. It's not because they cannot, but it is a matter that these white people use their disease, and all of us from Africa to the Western hemisphere, our brain is no longer in the position that it used to be. And you can read and find out what happened to us, our ancestors, 100,000 years ago. Read the history of us, whichever way you can find it, because it is in the stories. If you search for topics in what I'm talking about the hybrid human being and civilization, Sumerian. When you look for Sumerian, and don't look for anything that the white people call Sumerian. You have to make sure you're reading and know that you're reading sound information. Because sound information is out there. Different people are making them available, right? And not for no exorbitant amount of money, all right? Whenever these, say, professional people go out in the field of being an author, and if they are coming out of university and stuff like that, they can go in and study Hebrew, real good Hebrew language, not white people Hebrew. Because they are imitating everything that we have, because they never had anything. Okay? And if you think I am lying, do a search for any establishment in Europe. Listen to me, because I know what I'm saying may sound like it's madness. I am talking. But if I give you evidence for what I say, all you have to do is use that evidence. Because in history, you're not supposed to come by a word that you want to research for some reason, maybe little or big reason. You want to be able find a material to tell you about it. Because if it is just history, it is out there in circulation where people are using that word and talk about whatever they study and intend to publish. So what I'm telling you, look at the way the world is going on now. Look at America, who invade, these white people invade and come in, and because we who leave Africa 100,000 years ago, and these primates, I mean, they attacked our people. That's how the fall of human being come about. Because it's not the whole world of people that were created. It's a set of people 100,000 years ago. We're the gods them that been on earth long, long, long before they thought of creating a primitive worker. Because they were in need of help, and that's what they were doing. But when we come out of the church, with all of the Bible teaching and stuff like that, it's not easy for you to like take on to what I'm saying, because let's say I can foresee that, let's say I began to talk just a while ago And just the way I started, you know, I skipped some time and you didn't hear me say anything, but you know that I'm here and you'll wait a little for me. All right. But I am not like the professional radio person. I am somebody who just behave the way I behave here, right? For the most part, I think I may sound okay, but there are other times that I get in a mindset outside of that kind of way that you probably might not find offensive, right? Because based on what you believe already in the church preaching and evangelization, and you hear somebody come tearing up what you believe in the Christian, church, it's hard for you to take to begin to like say, well then, to be affected with what I say, because that's not what you know, and your chemistry will not allow you to take something in when I'm going to tell you that the Bible say your mind must be unnatural before you can understand the Bible. When I tell you that, and although you're in the church so long, you probably never read that, but I will tell you right now, I know that because I was in the church long enough from young boy until I'm old, right? And with better reading, I begin to find out things. So this is the kind of situation now when somebody listens to me and they are not listening from what I would consider a speech with an introductory for you to understand exactly where I'm coming from, right? So it's more like I come talking to you as somebody who understand where I'm at. If you see what I mean. However, I am not fanatical like when I was a Christian. I will talk in a way that when I was a Christian, I would not speak in such ways. Because what I used to think was sin, I realized it's not sin. So therefore, I am at liberty to talk in a way that the people who come from English-speaking country is going to most likely understand everything or most of what I say, because we already understand the way we talk. Anyway, my objective is not to talk things that people in the church way. I want to affect people from the civilized sense, because church people don't know what civilization is. And I can tell you, from a historic point of view, not coming from 2,000 years ago, but many hundreds of thousands of years ago, civilization came to this world. And I can tell you, recite it from my memory right now, that's 455,000 thousand years ago, that civilization came on the earth. And how did it come? It's not by somebody making cars or not like that, but it's surely by beings that come from a developed being, where beings lived or were developed on that planet out there called Nibiru, came to earth. And this Bible church songs that we are singing about Jesus and God and stuff like that. They got it from our history. That you can, when I talk about Sumerian history, all right, it is a history that speaks directly of what happened divinely in history when there was no civilized being on earth, only monkey. Okay? That was not civilized. Monkey is not civilized. But you can see some monkeys out there that look like human beings. So what happened, as far as history shows, they attack our people who were leaving Africa. They didn't do the attack in Africa, but they go into go where our people were leaving Africa to come to the Western Hemisphere and got our blood and then give us their blood. They molest our people. And they go all out crossbreeding with our species, which is a different subgroup from we here today, right? They were a special, the first developed species of the sapien. We are sapien, okay? But they are a name that is added to make distinction between our group. So you have the first subgroup, the Neanderthals, and you have the second subgroup of the sapien. We are called wise sapien. However, put us together, we are of the same blood with little variableness, but we belong to the same hybrid blood, and we are called ethnic people. And quite a few groups of us, all right? But to the time when our species came together with two blood, right? Which the blood of the gods with the intelligence and the non-intelligence human species that mixed together, it was good for for what the gods wanted to do, the Elohim. They are our creator. There's nothing we can do about it. They created us, right? And time went over 100,000 years, and some of us begin to leave Africa and come into the Western world. I think a lot of us are acquainted with the Western Hemisphere, right? And they are coming from Africa and come straight up west and come into Palestine and places along the way here, right? So what I am saying is that in understanding what I am saying a lot of things, and it may be, you know, for somebody who is listening to me for the first time, they want to hear something more preliminary to what I'm saying. So I know, even though you may be at a point where you want to hear beginning stuff, but you still have understanding. When you hear me say certain things, you have certain sense about that, and it makes sense to you, even though you don't know the needed elementary beginning, but you can find something that hold you to it, to like then say, well, I have to go to the root of this. All right, the thing to make us come to our African sense, because if you're an African and you're out there, you hear me talking, if you listen to me for a few moments, you'll find out that, you know what? I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you in a positive, in a defensive, in a positive way. Because I grew up in the church and grew up into what you and I think is salvation. We're about Jesus Christ is the bride, the Lamb's wife, and all these kind of things that are not relevant to us. Moreover, they don't even exist. They are made of foolishness. And some of the biggest foolishness that we believe in is God and Jesus in the Bible, I say, in the Christian Bible. Because that God in the Christian Bible that they're talking about, Abraham, was a human who God in heaven called to him on earth and tell him he wants to like make covenant with him and things like that and make him a special man and make his seeds a special seeds too. Nothing don't go like that. But why do we believe it? We believe it because long time ago, these same people used their disease, and I think by now you will understand what and make sense with what I'm saying, that we African people suffer from disease where the white people them don't suffer from, because they just get our blood and begin to crossbreed themselves with our blood. Do you understand that? Yeah, these white people, they crossbreed with our blood. That's why they are talking. How long they evolve on the earth? 1.5 to 4 million years ago. In the world, it's a textbook in front of me. Why are we around so long and don't find out these things? It is because the job that they do to us when we were squeaky clean and free from any disease, that's the time they put their disease on us. And when we travel and get to the Western Hemisphere, we don't know that we have been infected with white people, disease, monkey disease, primates disease. Until this day, there's hardly any African people who are come back to their good sense. No, because you think that when you go to school and you learn, you should be, free from those diseases, but that's not the case. It should be, but everything is messed up our brain get some of their disease. We will never, what happened is the technical element of our brain is affected by the disease, and we don't know that. We don't know that. So you're talking about many generations of us. They didn't know they were worse than us, because today time is moving on and there are opportunities that we are getting to start reading. But look, when you start reading under the influence of white people establishment, what they make, we going to be their servants. You see what I mean? For everything they make up now in the society, all they did was emulate what the gods who create us did. And you can see in the world is a textbook where they actually completely, when they were able to talk because of our blood that come from the gods that create us and make us, on the spot when we are created, it don't take no time for us to start talking. These white people, they couldn't talk at all for millions of years. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And the interference with them and our people and the blood, because life is in the blood, and that's what they knew to do. So with our brilliance that we were created with, they kill it with their disease. I hope you understand what I'm saying and understand that when you're out there talking about thank God for Jesus, you don't know, you're dead. You're really, really dead. when you believe in that. And it, for me, when I begin to read and find out that the Bible is really lying in words to me, and I had to go deeper back into Proverbs to read exactly where God created Jesus. I had to go back there to see what it said. Because, and what drove me back there was the word in the Bible called begotten. That God begotten a son. And throughout the Bible, God and Jesus are homosexual characters. Look at it before you go to any kind of thing. Look and see that God did not have a woman. And no place in the Bible have you read that God deal with any woman. And you would even go as far as to see that God said he make Adam and Eve, male and female, right? Then when they come with the Christian Bible and begin to show us God and Jesus and write all kind of thing between the New Testament and Old Testament to show that God, it is said in the Bible, the New Testament and the Old Testament, God is perfect. He and Jesus is perfect. And God was alone until he created his son Jesus. And the both of them are wise. They are perfect. All right? So they started the race of Adam and Eve only to find out that he had to curse Adam and Eve. Now, if God was perfect, and he's making heaven and earth, you think God, if God don't make them with fault to do wrong, you think they could have done wrong? No. Now, watch this. When God make the woman a woman, do you see under our knowledge about female, do you see any female just for at their own whim turn a man? No, this will stir up a lot of things, because I don't read that any homosexual originate in the hybridization of the God's creating male and female. I don't read anything like that. So you will see the opposite of what I'm saying around us today. Because what? The things that happen to us when their disease take us, you know, they come and take control of us, and we were not capable of defending ourselves in any kind of way. In no kind of way, whether with weapons or without weapons. You know, because I tell you what, you can manage people better when you don't use raw weapon. You know that? That's right, because the greatest weapon is in your brain and the word that you speak. Now, we don't think so. We think it's weapon you have to use and go to war with weapon. But no. You have a way to destroy somebody with a weapon. But that opportunity has to be there for you to exploit it. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you now, you see people today, black man like T.D. Jakes that is out there all this time, undercover homosexual. That is what I have seen on YouTube. You see? And his picture, and he is defending himself, as it were. He's like, he doesn't want to go out like some others, find a way to like still survive, I guess, to make money. Anyway, what I'm saying to you is about our individual self-interest concerning ourselves. I don't mean that you're negatively have interest in other people, but a personal interest that we have to have. It's priority. priority that you can't give to nobody else. You know, because even you read in the Bible, it doesn't say put anybody ahead of you, ahead of your interest. No. It says you must love your brother like you love yourself. So don't mistake in that and think that you must put other people in front of you and like give away everything you have and you know have nothing, and then you begin become a pauper. That not right. Don't let nobody fool you. You must fix yourself up the way you know you should secure yourself, right? And when you can share with someone, you share with someone, but don't jeopardize yourself to share. Because if you don't have a whole lot, you still live by proportion. And sometimes you can pinch what you have to help somebody else. When you see they deserve you giving them, you know what I mean? So don't be foolish. Just give away your thing like that because you're sorry for people. If you have to work, then, you know, they should work too, right? So in those ways, you don't tell nobody what you're thinking and stuff like that so that they hate you. Keep your feelings to yourself a lot of times and speak when you think you should speak and tell people anything about you, right? But love, true love, is about knowing yourself and love yourself. That is true love. If you are putting yourself in jeopardy for other people, it's a problem. And especially now, you know, at the time when these white people bring this Bible with Jesus, and I tell you to love one another and forgive one another and stuff like that. And don't you see white people calling themselves human beings? Yes. When Bill Graham is preaching, he's trying to convert both Africans and everybody. Yeah. And that's not the truth. That's not living the truth. That's not reading correctly to understand the concept of how we hybrid people are to behave. It's a different way. All right. So I kind of try to explain my talk and how it can affect different people. Those who have heard me before and those who hear something that, you know, they would like to hear and want to hear more of that. So the only way to grow is to get the fundamentals. If you're going to take control of yourself as a person who used to go to church and used to believe what's in the Bible, you will have to start at elementary level in history to find out who you are. And I'm telling you, don't waste your life and give your substance to things that you're just the kind of person who will be sorry. You know, if you weren't going to be sorry, then, you know, well, you might not be someone who can appreciate what I'm saying. So I want to be who my blood say I am supposed to be, right? And I think only people like that will have interest in what I'm saying. I find enough reason to be what I'm saying I am, because the history tells of Africa and what happened in Africa. And I can tell you this, when we are in the Christian church, we are kept below the interests of who we are in the terms of being created in Africa and left Africa to come into the Western world and get damaged by these people and still don't know. We still think we are a buffoon like who we are here now. And too many of us are some people who oddly can help ourselves. Whilst the white people who don't match our existence in substance, because they come and steal what we have. Lie about they know law, they have government, and our law is on the books long before they come up 509 BC. And they lie everything, like they remove our king and write all kind of foolishness about what make the king lose power. You see, and they don't have to like explain a lot of things because they know they can lie as much to us and we cannot handle what they do. We cannot transcribe what they say to what we think is right because our brain is gone. So you might say, well, then you have a trade and you make money, you know, you have a few businesses and stuff like that. But let me tell you something. A distinction between the real you and the money that you have need knowledge to find out how you should behave yourself with, you know, as one who come out from under slavery and church preaching, and you will think that you know a lot about the world because what about the world you know is something that did not come through the right source. You don't get the right message at all. So your simplicity and your goodwill to follow what you think is right is leading you someplace else. And maybe someday when you're unable to help yourself and you hear certain things and you can't do nothing about it, you're sorry you didn't know. So, like I am saying, I, from a child, like to be a good person, right? And when it comes to my sexuality and stuff like that, I understood that, you know, I don't want to live a life where I'm tied up with several, you know, I mean, sexual affairs. As a boy, before I begin to like, you know, commit myself to a girl lover, I was not in a rush, you know, to go around and begin to like. I thought, though it is not a pleasant experience to go on and fight your nature and stuff in ways where nature is saying, hey, this is what you were created to do, right? But according to the church, I will have to like sacrifice myself to live, you know, free from adultery and fornication. You see, when in real history, the concept of male and female is different from what Bible teach us. Yeah. But we will think that because the Bible is saying that a nice thing, it'll tell us, no, it's not a nice thing. It may sound like, you know, it's good in some way, but because we don't know any difference, we don't know real history, then we have to deal and cling and like what the church gives us, okay? All right. Well, that happened to me for a long time until at age 25, I was not getting what I should in my thinking and my expectation. I didn't see the church meeting up to that level of knowledge to help me. And that's basically the reason why, even before I begin to read and understand things in a more civilized sense, I wasn't running to go, you know, suck up the world. No. I had a temperament like, you know what? I want to be real, and I don't want to destroy myself with that. And I think that when a man decides to go around and have this much woman, that much woman, it's a lack of knowledge, that we have not received, even when you go in the church. Because right in the church, you have the elder, the preacher, you know, he's living up with the sisters as much as he can, and he has his wife and all them kind of thing going on. It's not what you know, what some of us experience is a life that yearns to understand how to live the good life that is in history, that is there on the church. When we come up into the church, we will not be attracted to history. Because I'll tell you this. You know, it's like when you're losing something and you don't know. And you don't know how to make sacrifice to get to the level you what you want. Because what you know is holding you back and pulling you back, pushing you down. And the white people are licking their chops because they have a slavery and molding us into becoming homosexual too. You know that? And you can see they are getting some followers. That you have a quite a bunch of African people homosexual. You know what I mean? But they didn't born with the blood to be homosexual. But say life condition. What the white people create is giving themselves our money, and they give us little something here, and you have to work hard and difficult and going through a lot of difficulties. And you will find yourself stooping to certain type of a behavior that it was not in your nature. I've heard people talk about that. I heard, you know, a man in school, a young guy in school, talking about, you know, if somebody's paying them, you know, to give them his honors, he would do it for the money. So just show you the condition our world is in because of these white people. We don't know them. And it's difficult to accept who they are after you know them. Because when your system is broken down and you don't have the real spirit inside of you to talk to you and you answer, you know, because you think if you're thinking, meditating, and trying to get your head into higher knowledge. Once you have those kind of nature built up inside of you, it's like that's all you want, really. That's all you're going to feel like is feeding your lust. You see what I mean? It's hard for you to, like, pray and like, begin to, like, move that wave of a thing that is ready to destroy you. You know, it's difficult for you to yearn after that when the sweetness of your flesh is inside of you already and your mind is all conditioned to it. You know, it's not easy for you to get out of that. But I can tell you that I slip up a few times because it's like there is nothing else. I don't know anything else. So I don't have the type level of knowledge to lift me up above where I am at. So it means that as long as I cannot climb the psychological ladder, I'm going to stay down here where these white people put us. All right? So I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. It's all about when you get to know what the energy that is higher than where you are and you see a need to go through the behavior to get you there. You see what I mean? When you don't think that the possibility is there, you're done. You're done because the weight is too heavy for you to carry now. All right? And therefore, you're not likely to see what you want too long. It may come to you and you say, yes, that's what I want. But how are you going to get it? You know, it's something else. And that bad nature that is inside of us because of our experience that put us to perish. But if you decide, if you can see that you can get out, you can be delivered and make the sacrifice to become a diamond person, it can happen. You have to want it. You can't be dibble and dabbling with other people who are talking the downward spiral energy stuff. You want to know that, look, Everything that you need to live as a person, like a companion, a man to have a woman having a man. Not homosexuality. Because, look, homosexuality is not necessary. In neither for these white people. Why they have to, like, go for honors, and that it affect two men in such a way that they feel comfortable like a man and a woman. This is what I'm trying to say. Sex was made for reproduction. That's where we're coming from. No doubt about it. Don't look at the world the way you see it today, because go back in time, look at the Smithsonian, and look back way back in the BC era and see how many people lived back there, I mean, let's say 200,000 years ago. The population was not high like what we see here. And these white people here are causing the planet to be overpopulated. Them are doing it. They corrupt everything that is civilized. And it's hard for us to get to move the clouds and see the light. And know that as a human being, you are entitled to that light. You want to live in that light and behave yourself accordingly. So, you know, I know there are people out there who want to hear something like some of what I'm saying. Because after you begin to scour yourself and begin to behave yourself accordingly, you will find out that every now and then you get some touch, you know, that makes you feel good because you are making that progress with yourself. Okay. What I had in mind is this. I told you what we are living on. The Pope and the church that we are in. So that you have to get to know a knowledge. And I don't mean when you just hear somebody say it, but become responsible to read something that you understand that he's telling you. You know, if you will never attain that ability to handle that, to read let's say, well-done work about a subject matter on where you have your interest. If you are not able to do that on your own, you'd have to, like, seek somebody who is able to help you to understand, you know, even the minimum of what will help you. But if you can do it, it is the best thing that is to get yourself to read. Because me, I am still not a big reader. No, I just barely come along to where I can handle certain type of conversation, right? I decided in me that I don't want to be like the kind of people that I see. because I was not impressed in any way by the people. I mean, everybody that I saw in my younger days, there is never one that today, you know, I think back there, back in those days, that there were people that I respected. I listened to, let's say, at least a good lecture once, and I felt good to listen to that. But where did that go? Only in my low level expectation or perception, or those together, did not take me very far. But it's like I have something in me when I listen to something that is making me, that impressing me, you know, like it's good, however good it may be, but I feel it's good. I always feel good about that, you know, that this person, you know, I like what they're saying, and so can make all that better use of it, but I feel all right. And I used to think that the character of Jesus and St. Paul in the Christian Bible, that those two characters were, except from, you talk about God, but I think that God's son Jesus and the Apostle Paul, I mean, far outweighs Simon Peter, you know, the Apostle Paul write quite a few epistles and stuff like that, and talk some really wisdom things, you know, that it alone, you wouldn't find any fault with what is said. But sometimes St. Paul will talk some things that the context of it sound like it's okay. But if you have some historic knowledge, you're not going to be able following and accepting St. Paul. Because in my mature age and reading, I find out that St. Paul did not exist. Who write those epistles? Who knows? Because once they put it up into St. Paul and write some things about St. Paul was a Roman and all them kind of thing, you will never be able to take out those things. How are you going to know whether or not a St. Paul, except until you are able to see if St. Paul, so popular in the Bible, there should be real occasion to write some of those, let's say, to write those things in the scripture. And have a certification of people who did certain things and pass away. Neither God have that in the Bible, in the Christian Bible, except they're going to tell you who fall the rain and all those things. And those are not evidence of what the Bible is saying God is, that make Adam and Eve in make the world in 6 days and return in 7 days. You don't have anything in the Bible to prove, because the Bible does not link direct to anything that God did. You don't have a direct link. It's just like inference, or you are assuming that, yes, it looked, yeah, God do that. But who else could do it? You know, and that kind of thing. Now, when you read the science about the earth and billions of years gone by, come on, man. You know, not unless you are smart enough to know that You have to find a source of information that tells us about the past. And follow people say, well, and you must just follow what you think, because some people think that what the Bible says about God creates us and expect everything else is going to fall in their lap after that by God. And that's not the truth about our origination. We were not created the way the Bible says it. Now, a lot of wisdom will have to come into your head to feel comfortable with what I say. You will have to have certain knowledge now. If you think there is knowledge, well, without knowledge, we're not going anywhere, because we are not seeing anything. If you begin to believe things, look, if you can have knowledge and don't know how to use it, what happens when you don't have no knowledge at all and you are believing something? Believing without knowledge don't take you any place. For those definitions in the word believe, and you will find out believe doesn't carry any eyesight. You will have no eyesight. But some people want to tell you that, oh, you have to seeing is believing. That's not true. That's not true. Seeing is believing? No. I think seeing is identification. I had to think a bit about this. Yeah. But seeing is identification first. True? Yeah. You have to see something first and make that illumination gives you identification of the stuff. Because if you are seeing the thing and you cannot identify it for what it is, you're not going any further in your involvement with what you're dealing with, you see. But for sure, when you can see something, you analyze that and you make decision. Am I to take this or take this? You see what I mean? All right. But come on back now to what I wanted to talk about. Now, I'm not sure how well I'm going to connect, but let me try. Considering that we are mostly believers in church, not religion. Religion is what we're supposed to be, religious, right? And being religious don't take you into the church. Religious is coming off religion. See that difference? So you don't call yourself a Christian and say you are religious. If you don't have the good knowledge of this, you will always be confused, because you're content in saying you are religious because it's so nice. Oh, you know, I'm a religious person. I mean, she's a religious person. He is a religious person. And they don't have the qualities of people of religion. They do not. They are Christian. All right. We don't know who Christians are. We don't know who started religion. But in the World History textbook, the beginning of it is in the World History textbook. So if you talk to me and you want me to tell you, you know, I mean, I have had a friend of mine who was very anxious about me writing a little piece on the beginning of the first three life forms on the planet. And you start thinking from way back, as a science history. that tells us about the geography or the other kind of research interest in the planet Earth, okay? And how it came to be into this orbit and stuff like that. All right. So now, when you get a good sense of where we are coming from in time, not just since we begin to repopulate, since we come from Africa, okay, our repopulation at all, we have to go back in time to understand where our lives began. And it doesn't, it did not begin with the way white people come, evolve, evolution. Because you know how microbes evolve out of the dirt, right? A lot of things coming up out of the dirt. Well, that's what happened first. Different type the first life. All right. First life. Okay, first life form on Earth. You know, I mean, as simple as these words are, I'm forgetting them easily. Yeah, I need my brain to get, you know, revived. Yes, microscopic organism is the first life form on our planet. It's a long time, billions of years, like 4.5 billions of years since the Earth been placed here with the sun. And the sun, the sun's purpose is to serve about 12 planets in this solar system. This sun is our sun, okay? And they say what we're looking at out there is a lot of planetary bodies out there, up in the sky there when you see up there at nighttime. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you, if you want to know yourself, you have to pick yourself out of where we're coming from in the beginning. If you don't know anything about the beginning of the planet and how we come about, you are going to be terrified in yourself and feel everlastingly deficient in yourself. And you may only feel fulfilled if you do anything with a skill and people praise you and people adore you and stuff like that. And whatever other things that you may find fun in. But if you were to appeal to your higher sense of reasoning, you would find out that you come up wanting if you don't know from way back in existence of the planet. You need to know something that connects with you because you develop off the planet here, right? All right. So this, then that pushes me to say that the planet itself, Earth, that we are living on, it wasn't just made and put here, like where we see everything else up there in the firmament. And this is a very hard thing to initiate your understanding or your acceptance of, okay? The Earth is a part of another planet that fell into a collision. And to have some sense that this is not just something nonsensical I'm talking about, I can give you a sign for you to look at and to know that when I say that the earth was taken from another planet, you would discern realism into what I am saying, right? Because you ought not to believe something and you don't have reasonable knowledge of what is to make it true, right? When you know the thing, you will be able to decide, should you identify it as a knowledge? Let's not talk about belief. Leave belief to itself. Belief don't have nothing to do with you learning something. Belief not going to give you knowledge. Belief do something else for you. Okay? And most time, if in general, you should know, have knowledge first before you believe. Okay? Have knowledge before you believe anything. So I'm telling you about the planet now. And tell you and I'm trying to tell you about the sign that, you know, in the Bible we have read about, and God said, let the water divide the water from above from the water below. Right? Well, what I'm telling you about planet Earth was a part of another planet has something to do with this, right? Between Jupiter and Mars is a there's a space there. And it is called the place of the crossing. And it is relating to the incident that happened there that causes Earth to sever from that other planet. What the name of the planet is? Not Nibiru. I think it's another name. I'm not sure if it is Nibiru. It could be the planet Nibiru that is called another name. All right. When the incident happened, it is a watery planet, and the Earth receive water in abundance that make the entire globe full of water, covered with water, right? Cover with water. All right. So I want to tell you, if you Google and ask for the bracelet, there, all it there. If you look, you want to go up there between Jupiter and Mars, and you will see a round circle, you know, like glistening. And that's the place, all these meteorites and things like that, we see things flying around in the atmosphere, it's coming from. It is coming from where that incident happened between Jupiter and Mars. So our Earth is coming from that place right there. So I wanted to make what I am saying relevant for you to understand these whole bunch of stuff. Look at the surface, you know, the terrain of the earth all around it. You see how, you know, defaced it look, all kind of hills and valleys and mountains. Does it look like a well-made object to you? No, it does not. It seemed like exactly what you said, that it was into an accident and, you know, when it was cleaved from its mother planet, that's the way all of these different hills and gully, you know, was fitting to the other body of the planet, of the mother planet. So that's how much, you know, I'm able to tell you. Asteroid belt, that's right. This is exactly what I wanted to tell you about. The asteroid belt. Look, Google the asteroid belt, and you will see that round bracelet. That is it is called the place of the crossing, right? And that round thing you see there, circle, it is the debris that formed a frequency up there, not frequency, but like the Earth orbit, right? It is orbiting around the Earth, right? So what I'm telling you is that if you don't know about yourself and about where we are coming from, in the sense that ultimate beginning of things, we, you know, animals cannot think the way I am thinking here, right? And white people say apes, because white people are coming from apes. They are descendants of apes, right? They wouldn't think about these things, such as white people, because they are coming from it. This thing that they have about Jesus Christ and the Bible, they shouldn't be doing it. They're doing it for us because they want to keep us in the dark and let them turn us into homosexuals. That's what the Bible is about. It's to turn us into homosexuals. If you don't like that, I cannot do anything about it, because, I mean, I will win on the fact if you try to find out where you're thinking is true. The Bible is not going to help you, right? And I was one who was subdued by the Bible until I started to read and say, too many lies, too many. Wise men following... Thor, and it wasn't true. None of it not true. All right, so I'm telling you, the Pope, who is the head of the church, like I say, don't rest your hat and think that, you know, Christianity is different from the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is the mother church of Christianity. Do you understand that? It's true. And when you don't know much about what I'm saying, there was a time when I didn't know much about what I'm saying either. But I wanted to know. And I was driven to the most ultimate quest, is to go and touch myself, because I can't read all that word, all that good. So... So I am going to torture myself and make it a habit to start reading things, start reading whatever you can read. And therefore, I am saying that only when you put yourself to wanting or understanding you should have before you depart out of this life. You want it now. What do you think profit you better than you actually knowing things that a whole lot of people around you know that, but you don't know that. You don't know that because you don't think that there's anything there that would make you feel fulfilled, or you don't think you have any fulfillment that you want in it and stuff like that. Well, I wanted it, okay? And I truly, truly believe this, because this is not nothing. This is something. This is a knowledge thing I'm talking about. Why I say, if you're going to believe something, let there be knowledge there first, okay? Make sure you have a knowledge that satisfies you, that you identify this as something good. Identify it. And you don't even have to believe it. But if you want to believe it, once you knew the thing, yeah. If you know it and you know it's real, you don't have any problem to believe it as much as you want. I don't know if you see the distinction in what I'm saying, but I can see it. I am saying it. And anybody, I'm not scared of people understanding, because some people begin to listen to what you say and begin to like follow the context of what you say. You see, anytime you get out of context, somebody got you. Say, all right. So I try to stick to the premise. I may change from one level to the other, but anytime I tell you about, you know, you have an interest in something, or when something is happening and I'm trying to talk about it, I can't just change it while I'm on start talk something else, right? So my thing is, when you know something for yourself, you have confidence in it, you can talk about it, and you want more of it, that's when you're cool. And nobody can stop you from craving and knowing and enlarge your knowledge. Nobody can stop that. So it's up to you. All right. So yes. So briefly, I'm saying that when you know that when the earth was created, there was water covered the earth, until the water recedes and there is dry land. And you read some of that in the Bible, but they're not telling you the real truth about the earth. They're not telling you in the Bible. They're not telling you that, right? And like I said, you know, talk to me at any time if you think that I am saying something that you would like to know. Don't make me sit here with it, because I am ready anytime. Like now you have like about 1.5, 1.25 hour before we close. And I don't know if I will get to that, because sometimes I like to, you know, I like to like ease out and get, you know, if I don't feel that perky to keep on going on, right? I will disappear for the edition. But right now, I'm not ready to disappear. So I am talking about, as a human being, separating yourself from your mother, father, anybody. You are an individual, right? They are individual. They give birth to you, but now you become an adult. You love them, that the best you can do, and do anything for them and so. But you are an individual, and they don't walk around with you and see to it like when you were like a child. They don't do that. You are an adult now, and you must understand that and respect that. You are responsible for yourself, and it is your ability to think and make decisions within yourself. That part of you don't belong to nobody else. You get what I'm saying? No, I'm gratified of my time that I spend to try to learn. No, and don't get the idea that I think I am done. No, I'm not. However, I'm saying to you, you make yourself a piece of diamond in your spirit, and that's what you want to do. The flesh is going to drag us down all the time because we are doing the thinking business. We are trying to learn something. It's not for the benefit of anybody else in the primary sense. It is for us. What do you want yourself to be? When everybody have them flesh, I fling it out, I do what all what they want to do with it. You are using your body a sanctified house. We are the good creator's existence lies because it's the blood that you have inside you. And when you crave for that, and many times you feel down and out, and you decide to go spend your time down, but you're not leaving the purity of yourself outside, and you go do other foolishness. No, you want to bring inside of you the purity that exists, and you can live that pure. No matter what anybody else say, let it be yours. So I tell you now that you come to know the first life form. Nobody can cheat you out of your knowledge. Now, you know what's going on from way back in billions of years ago, right? And you're not talking about they had a planet them out there. You're talking about just this little solar system that we are in with these, like, huge planets around us. Right? And you, when people are telling you their concept or way of life and tell you, oh, a lot of people are telling you that they depend on what is in their mind, what their mind is saying to them and all that kind. They don't know that there is a history, and even though they go to school and learn to read, but they don't understand that those words that they learn to read must control you. You can't control it. People think that they are controlling the things out there by force. They don't have the right sense of existence. Because you just need to know certain knowledge of something, and somebody who out there having a big empire talking all kind of trash, like in Christianity, what they're using to make us believe in Christianity, I mean, is dog's vomit. And I am not mocking. I'm telling you, Christianity is filth, really, because it is not true. Christianity don't have anything true about Jesus. As big as the New Testament is, you cannot prove any place in there where, like I was saying a while ago with St. Paul, autobiography is something that is a history that someone wrote of themselves. Autobiography. Biography is what you write about another person who is alive. Autobiography and biography relate to someone who lived in the past. Do you get that? Yes. You see, you know how big that knowledge is? When you have the Bible and I read about Jesus and God and St. Paul, well, the Bible give up itself when it says God is a spirit and they who worship him in spirit and in truth. When you read other places and you see that God come down in a chariot to heaven and talk to human being in the past, but it not happening now. You know, you must throw that away. You must know when something is wrong from when it's right because you have the word advantage to tell whether or not the thing makes sense or don't make any sense. If God is perfect, why God not perfect in some things? like making Adam and Eve. Why is he cursing them and cursing them, even with prejudice against Eve? And then if you check it out, you will find out they come near to just spilling the beans, because St. Paul, if you didn't know that the whole scheme about Jesus come from where these liars, white people, tell you about a talking serpent, right? Talking serpent about God, say, Adam and Eve going to die if they eat the fruit. And nothing done got so, right? But they write it in the Bible, and that's what we believe. Now, we take our reasoning from Adam and Eve in the garden, which we are far away from the truth of our existence like that. Once we have been infected with that belief, nobody can tell you anything else, because you don't know anything else from the skies or anywhere. You know it from the Bible. Now, if you hear me say this and you feel like, you know, you don't want to pay with me a cent of mine, you know, you go on about your business, right? But it's all for the person who is capable of perceiving and understanding, you know, or want to know, because sometimes the things sound like, oh, you can't comprehend it. But if you are interested in it, you will get to know it. If you keep on following the illustration, you will become an expert at it. All right. So now I tell you that the microbes were the first life form. It is not a species, but the first life form that is recorded in the world is a textbook. Then the first species came up, and that's the apes, to 4 million years ago. And then 250,000 years ago was when our earthly species came about in Africa. And then it's like about 250,000 years after the gods were on earth, they decided to create mankind to be a primitive worker, which is a literal fact. And those things that you see they're writing in the Bible, they know what the truth is, but they decide that they are going to be faggots, they're going to be homosexual, and they're going to destroy our species. And we almost be destroyed already. Right as we are here, we are on the brink of extinction by these white people with the bombs and all that kind of thing. You see, and the amount of our people that they are killing just about on a daily basis all around the world, you know, we are just being kept by the mercies of the gods. So, my friends, this is the thing to give you a life that you're not experiencing, is for you to find out what happened in the past. No, I am actually telling you what I find out you need as the scepter in your hand, is those three elements. It's not that other elements don't not existing out there, but I'm talking these three elements of life form that is recorded in the World History textbook. I mean, you're going places when you know this. And who else in the world can come and tell you any fact? Not faith, not belief. Give knowledge to it. Who do you think can knock out the three life forms that I just tell you? The microbes, right? The microscopic things, them, after the earth, dry earth, appear, okay? The Bible tells us that dry land appear too, right? Just like I told you about water and dry land appear, right? It's history that I tell you about the earth when the earth was in collision, right? And was chipped off the mother planet. It is true. And you can go the asteroid belt, right? Asteroid belt, right? We'll show you where something did happen at that spot. All right. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And these things I find are helpful to the inner core of our thinking if we really want to know. All right. Now, this other portion I want to talk to you about is our legal understanding of life. Government represents law and order, my friends. I don't know if I can go through that right now, but I want to pass on to you a bit of this information for you to think about if you have it in you. Some interest in what I'm saying. If you really want to understand certain things about life, it is the fact that civilization is the beginning of our existence. Those beings from above, what you hear them singing in a church about Jesus coming, came down to earth, and he's gone back to his father, and he's going to come back again. It is our history, the African history, that these white people are using against us. Okay? The law that we are living by now, that the white people control, them come from Europe. Europe is not a... not a civilized country. And if you didn't hear this before, I'm going to tell you now that in World History textbook, and again, try see if you can get a World History textbook of any kind what you please to get, right? I didn't know what the importance of the World History textbook was. I know that there was World certificate was World History. Okay, education was there, but I didn't know to the extent to which I should try to know, based on the environment I was brought up in, right? But I came to the point where something begin to act up inside of me. I mean, for my better, like, push me. Like, you know, when somebody begin to, like, hurt you. Yeah. Something came up in me that was urging me, like somebody forcing me against my will, as it was. It's just that I didn't feel like it was against my will, but I felt like I was too backward. You see what I mean? And for this urge to come, and I am going to try and push myself to learn little, you know. Basically, that's how it happened to me. I want to be a good person, but I'm too backward to be that good person I want to be. So when I started to read and begin to find a few things and begin to involve in conversation, somebody that I where I work and we have often chat, one day brought me 2 World History textbooks. Yes. Brought me 2 World History textbooks. One is a Prentisol and one is a Glencoe World History National Spivagel National Geographic. Yeah. I gave a friend of mine one. one of the of it and kept the one that I've been using, and it's falling apart, right? So I gave away that one that is in better condition to a friend of mine. I am telling you, human feel good is not about church or any other pleasure out there. If you want to have real pleasure, you have to seek to like refashion yourself, where your thinking is of a different sort that bring you to the point where when you pass away, you cool in whatever is going to take place in that world out there, but your life was good from right here. And for me, I am already sealed. I don't want anything else. But there are fleshy emotions that bother us. And if we feel like that's the only time we have, you know, real pleasure,